Dreamscape presents Devil's Ride West by David J. Nix. Narrated by David Bendina. To Mr. Charlie Patton, my ninth grade English teacher, who was the first to tell me, "You should become a writer." Chapter 1. July 1869, Wyoming Territory. Inner demons, starved of air, never die for good. Jake Painter's demons returned with a vengeance when a pair of Texas Rangers came for his head. Jake scanned the sweeping expanse of blue sky overhead to find a hawk circling the broken hills of sandstone and sage that walled him on three sides. Satisfied, he turned back to the task of setting a rabbit snare. Perhaps the bird knew what he was doing and hoped to jump his claim. Disregarding his potential rival, Jake shoved a stick into a soft patch of clover, two hand spans away from the skirt of a juniper bush. With deft movements, he tied a length of sinewy twine between the bush and the stick, leaving a large loop suspended over the clover. With luck, a jackrabbit in search of a tempting meal would wander through the loop until the twine tightened around its furry neck. As he stood, Jake brushed away mild guilt over condemning an innocent creature to the same fate he'd escaped the previous September. After all, a man had to eat, and the driven hunter remained, the last vestiges of the inner wolf he'd only lately laid to rest. Jake moved along the ridge of earth that followed a creek until he found another lush outcropping of clover. His mind soon drifted while he set another snare, content to inhabit solitude for a time. Nature conspired to dull his senses. The pleasant touch of an early summer breeze, the warmth of the unobstructed sun, the scattered trill of birds drowning out distant calls of children at play somewhere near the village. Perhaps that was why he didn't sense them coming until it was too late.
"Stretch your hands, Painter, slow like."
The drawling voice from 10 feet behind him snapped Jake back to reality. He didn't bother reaching for his revolver, which he'd irresponsibly left at the village. The knife in his hand wouldn't do him much good with a bullet in his head. Out of options, he did as command.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?